From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Monday is the deadline for seniors to sign up for the Medicare Part D program. The White House says 37 million eligible people have enrolled for the new prescription drug benefits. That leaves millions who, of course, haven't. Joining us to talk about the fast-approaching deadline is George Kellerman of AARP. He leads that group's Medicare outreach program and has been urging members to get set up with Part D. Mr. Kellerman, here we are, the Friday before the deadline. Telephones ringing there in Washington at AARP?
Yes, at our call center, we're getting a lot of calls. We're a pretty significant referral source in trying to link up beneficiaries that have questions and that need help with people in their areas that can either help them over the phone or help them one-on-one in person.
Well, when you first looked at the paperwork yourself, did you have trouble with it? Did you find it confusing?
I've dealt with Medicare for a long time, so I didn't really find it confusing. I was really rather surprised, pleasantly actually, that there were as many choices as they are. I can certainly understand how that can be a little overwhelming and challenging to a Medicare beneficiary to have to all of a sudden feel like they've got a select from 40 or 50 plans and feel like they have to analyze them all. But the truth is, you don't have to analyze them all. And by simply applying their personal needs and their personal situation to this, they can whittle down that large number of offerings that may be available to them into a much more manageable number, maybe five or six, and then base their choice on those sorts of comparisons.
Well, let me just walk you through this. I call up one of your volunteers and they answer the telephone, and it takes how long for my personal information to be put in sort of a template that would then be bounced back with the correct plan? How long would that take?
Well, there's actually a little bit better way. What the counselors that are helping people one-on-one are saying is it usually averages about 45 minutes. And what's important is that beneficiaries come prepared. That means there's three things. We've been stressing the three C's. Know your cost, your coverage, and your convenience, meaning what you've been paying for prescriptions that you're on. That's the cost. The coverage would be knowing very well and making a list of the prescription drugs that you're currently on and the dosages for which they've been prescribed. And then the convenience factor is your pharmacy. If you've been going to a certain pharmacy for years and that's where you prefer to get your prescriptions, you've got a relationship with the pharmacist, make sure that the plans you're looking at include that pharmacy as part of their network.
The deadline is Monday, as we mentioned. Do you think there could be an extension of that? Do you think people are waiting for that deadline? What's the timing here?
You know, as far as an extension, I don't know. You know, we're right now, May 15th is kind of the hand we've been dealt. As far as why folks are waiting, just like people wait till the last minute to file their taxes, I think there's a little bit of procrastination going on as well.
Sure. And, of course, if there are plans to extend the deadline, you wouldn't announce it now. Nobody would announce it now.
Yeah, that would be pretty unlikely.
What happens if people don't make it?
If folks don't make it, the next opportunity to enroll begins on November 15th, and that's for coverage that would begin January 1 of 2007. There is a late enrollment penalty as it stands now that would be assessed for having, you know, originally been eligible during this open enrollment and delayed. And that penalty amounts to 1% per month for every month you delayed of the average premium for that year on top of whatever premium you select. You know, what we're trying to stress to folks that feel like maybe they don't need this because they don't have a lot of prescription drug needs or maybe no prescription drug needs at the current time is that there's great value in this in terms of insurance value. It's protection against future costs, and that alone makes it worthwhile to go ahead and sign up now.
George Kellerman is the campaign manager for AARP's Medicare Outreach Program, talking with us from Washington. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.